The troops are all snoring and everything downstairs is locked.
Good. Cliff?
Yes.
All this planning for your parents' 50th wedding anniversary has started me thinking we have to do something really special for our 25th anniversary.
But, dear, we've been married 22 years.
So?
What about the 23rd anniversary? You just don't want to whisk by that.
No, I don't want to whisk by it.
But you just went right to the 25th. I mean, you had the 23rd in your rearview mirror. And the 23rd was sitting there on the curb with his head down and just saying, I don't know why she doesn't like me. Just because you can't divide me by five. I mean, I'm an anniversary and I'm a good anniversary, so don't be putting that 25 in my face.
All right, Cliff, I agree. Every anniversary is special.
That's right. And I tell you something else. This 23rd anniversary is going to be the best one you've ever had.
Is this so?
Absolutely.
Then I take it you have something planned.
That is correct.
Something special.
That is correct.
What is it?
I don't have to tell you everything. Hello.
Oh, I must have dozed off.
Yes, you did.
What time is it?
It's 1 minute past midnight. Tomorrow is today.
And today is our anniversary.
That's right. Happy
50th anniversary. This is Jasmine.
With a little nutmeg.
Oh, Russell, you devil.
What? Just because I brought you tea?
You brought me jasmine tea with nutmeg on our wedding night, and you know it.
Yes, I do.
I remember that you brought it up to the room, and you served it on a silver tray with one red rose.
I was pretty romantic that night.
Ooh, yes, you were. Maybe this time I get to finish the tea.
Maybe not.
What time is it, dear?
It's 5 after midnight.
All right. I'm going to call my mother and father and wish them a happy 50th anniversary.
Now? It's a little late, don't you think?
Yeah, you're probably right. Now, they've been sleeping a long time by now. Listen, I just made up my mind. I know exactly what we're going to do on the 23rd wedding anniversary.
All right, Cliff. What is it?
First of all, we get on the plane and we fly to Paris. Meeting us at the plane is a limousine, and behind the limousine is a truck. The truck is empty. We drive into the middle where all of the shops happen to be, and I give you my credit card. The truck follows you as you walk up and down the street, going in and out of stores. When you finish with that card, you come back to me, I give you another card. Now, you've got a truck and a limousine. We then go to a private airport. I have a plane that is rented. The limousine and the truck get into this plane. We then fly to Italy. The truck, the plane, and the limousine stay there while we just go to the Trevi Fountain, take our shoes off, and walk around. And then we go back to the airport where a larger plane has the small plane, the limousine, and the truck.
If I don't need all that.
You don't?
All I need is you. On our 23rd wedding anniversary, all I need is you. And that trip to Paris.
What do you think?
Looks good.
Thank you.
Daddy?
Uh-huh.
How come it's called a golden anniversary?
It's called a golden anniversary because gold is a very rare and precious metal, and to be married 50 years is rare and precious.
I'm going to be married for 50 years, too.
Are you?
And guess what else?
What?
I'm going to get married when I'm 23.
23.
And I'm going to have a house on a hill in Pennsylvania.
It's a nice state.
And I'm going to have two children.
Mm-hmm.
One will be a boy and one will be a girl.
All right.
And I'll have a dog named Tiffany. And I'll have a husband named Bud.
Husband named Bud? Bud what?
Bud Huxtable.
Look who's here. Look who's here.
I deserve it, you.
All right. And I deserve it. Yes. How's school?
It's great.
Good. Where's Sandra and Alvin?
Oh, they're having a discussion on where to park the car.
You mean a fight?
Yes. Dad, I took the bus up to Princeton so I could have a nice ride home with Sandra and Alvin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Big mistake. They fought the entire way. They fought over who was going to drive, which highway to take, where to stop for gas, when to stop for gas, who was going to pump the gas. You have to talk to them.
I will.
Where's Mom?
She's in the kitchen.
I'm going to go say hi.
Hey.
Hi, Dad.
How you doing,
boy?
Fine.
Hi, Albert.
Hi, Dr. Stuhl. How are
How's
you?
How's school?
Fine, thank you, sir.
How was the trip?
Nice.
It's nice.
Really?
Oh, yes, it was wonderful. It was a lot of fun. It was excellent, really. Probably the best trip I've ever had.
How can you say that, Elvin? Dad, you might as well know it was a miserable trip. We fought all the way home.
Yes. Okay.
See, we decided that since we were coming to see my family, I would pay for the gas. But then when we stopped to get the gas, he wouldn't let me pump it.
Dr. Huxtable, that is a man's job.
Elvin, there is no such thing as a man's job. Why couldn't I pump the gas?
It wouldn't look right.
I see. You won't let me pump gas, but you'll ask me to make you a sandwich or get you a cup of coffee.
That's different.
How?
Pumping gas makes your hands dirty and smelly. Women should not smell like gasoline. Women should smell like sandwiches.
Elvin, that's ridiculous.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
May I suggest something?
Sure, Dad.
Why don't the two of you just get away from each other for about an hour and give yourselves time to think about your relationship and the problems that you're having and why you're bringing them here.
All right. I'll just go upstairs and unpack.
Right. Have a good time, honey. Elvin.
Yes.
Elvin.
Yes? I know, sir. I get on Sandra's nerves.
Elvin, you get on her nerves, you get in her nerves, you get around her nerves.
It's just that I don't know who I am anymore.
You're Elvin.
I know, sir, but I'm confused about my duties as a man.
Your duties.
Yes, sir. What I'm supposed to do and what I'm not supposed to do. If I offer to take Sandra's luggage, she says, just because I'm a woman doesn't mean I can't do this myself. But then, if I don't open a door for her, she gets angry and calls me inconsiderate. Please, Dr. Huxtable, tell me. What is my job?
Your job is to get out.
Sir?
No, I don't mean for you to leave the house.
Oh, thank you.
What I'm saying is the luggage is there. You go to pick it up. She says, Alvin, I can handle that myself. It's time for you to go to the door. You go to the door to open it. She says, Alvin, I can do it myself. You got it?
Dad?
Yes, dear.
Oh, hi, Alvin.
Hi, Vanessa.
Dad, Mom has a jar that won't open and she needs some help.
Oh, I'll do it.
Well, thanks.
Alvin?
Hello, Mrs. Huxtable.
Hi, Alvin.
I understand you're having some trouble with the jar.
Oh, yes, I am.
Allow me.
It's like cement.
That's no problem. This is one job I'm not confused about.
What do you mean?
This is a man's job.
What's a man's job?
Opening a jar when a woman can't do it.
Really? I didn't know that.
My hands must be a little slippery. Thank you.
Having trouble, Alvin?
I'm not done yet.
You know, Alvin, if opening a jar is a man's job and you can't do it...
Hey, Mom.
Sandra.
Hi.
Hey.
Vanessa.
Hi.
Elvin, what are you doing?
I'm opening a jar for your mom.
He's been opening it for about 5 minutes.
Well, let me try.
No, Sandra, I can do it.
No, come on, Elvin.
Sandra, I think I'm perfectly capable.
Thanks, Sandra. You're a real man.
Russell, you ready?
What do you think?
Well, you certainly took your time, but it was worth it.
Who can that be? Huh? Alan, Jack, come in. What a nice surprise.
Surprise? In all the time we've lived across the street from you, have we ever forgotten your anniversary?
You better say never.
Never.
Here you are.
Thank you.
His and her pajamas.
Now you've gone and told them.
Oh, what's the difference? They're going to find out anyway.
Oh, don't worry. We'll act surprised when we open it.
I've passed a lot of milestones with this beautiful lady. But this is a big one. 50 years of married life.
50 years is nothing. You're babies. When you've been married as long as Ellen and I, then you'll know you spent some time together.
How many years for you two?
55 years.
And the last five have been the best.
That's because I spent the first 50 breaking him in. Hey, you two look like you're going out.
No, this is how we always dress around the house.
We're going over to our son's house.
He and the family are having a special celebration for us.
The 50th anniversary should be special. We had one I'll never forget.
What did you do?
Jack took me back to the very spot he proposed to me and asked me to marry him all over again.
Oh, that's lovely.
It was back in Arizona, and he'd taken me out to the desert with the sunset turning the sand all rose and two little palm trees to bear witness. I carried that beautiful memory with me for 50 years, and I couldn't wait to get back.
Was it as beautiful as you remembered?
Well, not exactly. Our little corner of the desert is now a shopping mall.
But the two palm trees were there, though. Right in front of a pizza parlor.
I didn't let that stop me. I took Ellen right up to the steps of the pizza parlor and got down on one knee. And I said, will you marry me again?
It was a different memory, and we had different witnesses. But it was beautiful.
We'll go back again after the next 50.
It's a date.
And if you do take that trip again, we'll join you.
If you don't mind a couple of babies tagging along.
Cliff, relax. They'll be here at any minute.
Well, that's that.
How's it going, Elvin?
Rudy and I just finished making the salad.
Ah, good.
I just want both of you to know that Sandra and I have made a vow not to fight tonight. We discussed things, and I promised that I'd try to be more sensitive to the way she feels.
Yeah, I'm happy for you.
All set. I'll go in the kitchen and help out.
Wait a minute, Sandra.
What, Elvin?
You look stunning.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know where you got that dress, but it really accentuates your beauty. I mean it. I've never seen you look so radiant.
Elvin?
Yes?
This is the fourth time you've seen me in this dress.
It is?
Yes. Obviously, the first three times meant nothing to you.
That's not true. They meant a lot to me. I just don't remember them.
Elvin.
I know, sir. I didn't go.
Elvin, you never say you didn't remember.
Never. Okay.
And how long do you think that relationship will last?
Forever.
Who is it?
Your mother.
No, some old people out there married 50 years.
Happy anniversary
to you.
Where are our beautiful grandchildren?
They're in the kitchen cooking dinner.
Oh, I want to see them.
Yes. Listen.
Huh?
Last night, you know, after midnight, we were going to call you, and then we figured you guys were probably sleeping.
And we didn't want to wake you.
Oh, we were awake.
Yeah, way past midnight.
Oh, got caught up on one of those old late night movies, didn't you?
Nope.
I was you playing cards.
No.
Oh, well, were you reading?
No.
Well, what were you doing?
Well, now, Anna, I want to know the truth. Can I expect the same from that one? Till the grave.
Oh, wonderful dinner.
That shrimp trio was delicious.
All right, now, are you two ready to dance the night away to the Count Basie Orchestra?
Yes, we are, but we're not leaving right now, are we?
Well, we have to. We have reservations.
But, son, as I recall, last year after dinner, the whole family performed a song for us.
We loved that. Anna, we wanted to perform a song this year, but we didn't have time to get it together.
Heathcliff, we want our song.
You heard Claire. There's no song. Now get out.
We're not going anywhere until we get our song. Anna, you sit here. You'll have a fine view when they start.
Okay, but... Okay. There's a song.
I knew it. What's it going to be this year? Another Ray Charles number?
No.
One from Old Blue Eyes?
No. Gene Autry singing Back in the Saddle Again.
I like him.
It isn't Gene Autry. This year it's Anna's favorite singer, James Brown. And one, two, three, four.
You don't know what you do to me. Leave my heart, body, down in misery. Hey, baby,
baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, I got the feeling, baby.
We have with us tonight one of the original members of the Jazz Caravan, none other than Mr. Slide Huxtable. And he's here with his lovely wife, Anna, celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary. I've been told by their son, and I assume he's trustworthy, that their favorite bassy tune is Shiny Stockings. I'll tell you what. We're going to play that very tune if the Huxtables will lead off in the dancing.